Good morning, everybody. Today is July 25th, 2016, and I want to just thank you for taking time to start your week out with me and with other believers on this call and just getting it started with Jesus this morning. Praise God. What an incredible, incredible day this is. God has made this day, and He's got amazing things in store for you. Whether you were like me and had one delay after another at the airport over the weekend trying to just get home, we were the last flight out of Chicago and the last one into San Antonio. We actually got home about 3 o'clock in the morning, took a quick power nap, and we are on fire, ready to praise the Lord this week because we had an incredible, incredible weekend. I was able to speak to two national conferences this last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we were in Tampa, and then we were all the way up in Chicago, and John needed to be back for work, and praise God, he was. He got about 2 hours sleep as well and jumped back up and out, and he's back at work this morning. But we know that God is the one that gives us strength when we feel like we don't have any strength. He's the one that can give us wisdom when we just feel like we don't know where to turn. He's the one that says that we can do all things through him because he strengthens us. And I can tell you how exciting it is to be in the place where the Lord wants you, because he's going to use you to touch other lives, and it's just so empowering. I just can't tell you. I'm just supercharged and excited. I'm tired a little bit today, but I'm telling you, I'm supercharged and excited about what the Lord is doing, working in and through each and every one of us, and I'm just humbled at what he's doing in my life. He tells us in Ephesians 3:20 that he works in and through us to do super abundantly, love that word, more than we could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. And as a little girl, I asked a bazillion, I think that really is a number, questions all the time. I was always thinking up new thoughts. I was always thinking and sharing ideas. They would come so rapidly, it felt like popcorn and going off in my head sometimes is when it really hits that sizzle point and the popcorn starts popping. And I don't know about you, if you've hung out with me very long, you know I have a huge imagination, and if God wants to work in and through me to do more than all of that, I cannot even imagine. But I tell you, there's nothing more exciting than taking one step of obedience after another and watching him open the doors and just being that willing vessel to allow him to work through us so that we can give him more glory. And I'm excited for you because today we're going to be talking about different scriptures for you as a business owner, an entrepreneur. What does God really say about your business? And we're going to continue that going on this week and possibly even next week a little bit as well. But I want to welcome you for being on the call with us live. And we're going to go to the Lord in prayer just to start the call. And then at the very end, we'll be praying over all your prayer requests and giving the Lord praise for all of the things he's been doing in your life. Father God, I pray that you would just help us to see clearly what you would have for us in our lives and in our businesses. Lord, I praise you that you work in and through us. Lord, I pray that you would just help me to decrease and you would increase. Lord, that you would be blessed as a result of our time together. Lord, I pray that you would just give me clarity of thought, that you would give me supernatural recall of your word, that you would help us to have our hearts be circumcised afresh and help us to be able to hear clearly from your word and see what you would have for us today. We love and thank you, and I thank you that you're blessing this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, one of the things that I find as an entrepreneur is sometimes I feel a little beat up by the devil. And I know that one of the ways that I can help combat this and is to be able to stand up to the devil. And there's nothing better of an example than what Jesus did for us, right? Whatever he did, I want to do. And he told us that we'd do even greater things than what he did. And what he did when he was tempted in the wilderness is he just quoted scripture back. He didn't argue with the devil. He wasn't afraid of the devil. He just said, you know what, I was in the wilderness, I'm hungry, and I'm a little bit tired. And when the devil came at him, he just spoke the word at him with confidence, knowing that he would have to flee, and the word of God was complete truth, and it didn't rely on what he was feeling inside. And for many of us, we get to that place where we feel something, and we feel like we have to react and respond to that according to whatever the temptation is in our heart, in our lives, or in our businesses. And that's just not the truth. What we need to do is have a full arsenal of scripture so that we can come to the Lord with this. Now, I love to quote scripture back to the devil, because you know what? I'll be honest with you. He comes at me almost every day, all day long, and I'm just like, well, you know what? You're the loser. I read the end of the book. I know what it says. You lose. But I also know what my weapons are. I've got my full armor on, so you're not going to be able to really affect me unless I let you. But I want to make sure that you get out of here, so I tell him to leave in Jesus' name and use the power and authority that was given to me according to Jesus. And I quote scripture because that's what my Lord did. So if you find yourself in a place where your business is on fire and exploding and you need additional wisdom, this is also a great tool. What does the Lord say in the Word about your life, your business, and what he wants to do in and through you, right? So this also is a good reminder for each one of us. So not necessarily just for the devil to get him to leave us alone and to get him to flee, but the Word of God also helps empower us to know what we need to do as well, right? I just love what God does for us. He's so amazing. And I want to go through and share a few scriptures for you so you've got some scripture to use in your business, okay? So let's start off with Philippians 3, 13, and 14. It says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what's behind and straining towards what's ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. It's not a mistake that you're on this call today. I can tell you that today, God wants to move you forward towards the call that he's placed on your life in order to win the prize that he's set before you. And that includes your business. I believe that we're integrated beings. And one of the things that I hear a lot as I go and I just talk or speak or whatever is a lot of people come up and say, I can tell you're a believer. And sometimes I even have the freedom, like I did at one of the conferences this weekend, where I can literally just share scripture after scripture that I've ingrained in my head and heart about what the Lord has showed me in the Word, in his Word, about my life and about my business. That are, you know, these scriptures that are empowering. I don't separate out who I am. I am who I am. I want to be honoring and respectful. If the company asks me and chooses that I not use scripture, that's fine. I can teach the same principles because they're leadership principles. They're truth. They're growth scriptures and principles. So I just take the meaning and I say the same things. Maybe it's my version. Maybe it's the Becky version of the Bible. I don't know. but what I don't understand is when people say, I have to separate out ministry and marketplace, and I can't do them integrated, and I'm not sure, you know, I wish I could work in a Christian environment. You know, praise God where you're at, that you are out in the mission field. You're in the mission field. Sometimes it's with other believers, sometimes it's not. But we know that we are in a race, and we can stretch forward to win the prize that God has used to call us heavenward. Are you running it to win, or are you just trying to get through it not to lose? Are you in this race to win it, or are you in this race to just not lose? A lot of times we let past hurt and disappointments get in our way, and then we think that we focus on those, right? The beginning part of this verse, it says, I consider myself yet to have taken hold of what you have before us yet. The one thing I know and I do is I forget what's behind me, and I press on. I strain forward to what's ahead. Man, if you're always looking in the rearview mirror, it's a pretty scary place if you're trying to drive forward. I have a really busy highway around our city. It's called 1604, and it's a really busy, busy highway. And there's always traffic on it. But if you don't get in a traffic jam on there, you can go 70, 75 miles an hour on it. I can't imagine deciding I'm going to get in my car, and I'm going to get on that highway looking in my rearview mirror. You guys would think I was crazy. Every one of you would say, stop the car. I'm jumping out. You are a crazy person. My life is at stake. Well, the same thing's true about your life and your business. If you're looking at it, looking in the rearview mirror instead of out of that great big windshield that's before you, you're making a grave mistake. That's not what God has for you. And so if one of those things is that you feel like you can't integrate who you are as a believer into what you're doing, look at a way that's not offensive, that you can speak truth, you can speak light. You don't have to say the reference to the scripture. Speak the principle to other people. Keep it integrated because it's who you are and who you've been called to be. Now, I love this verse. You know, it never ceases to amaze me. I was even in a session over the weekend and had someone praying a blessing for people's business, and they said, "If it's your will, Lord, that we're successful." And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I don't know who you're serving, but my God says that he wants to bless me abundantly more than I could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. I don't see anywhere in the Word where he says, I don't want you to be successful. He wants you successful because if you will be faithful and build your business, he knows you'll be faithful and you will tithe, you'll give offerings, you will further his kingdom, and you will give him the glory. That's what he wants. That's all. And he's going to prosper you. One of my favorite verses in regards to business is Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, "But remember the Lord your God, because it's him that gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today." So basically what this verse says is, you know, he's given you the ability to produce wealth. Now, if you're going to sit on the sidelines and always say, "Okay, Lord, bring me money. Okay, Lord, bring me money. Lord, I'm waiting here. Bring me a little bit of money. Let it rain down. Come on, bring me money." And you don't do anything about it, you're not obeying this verse. It says he's given you the ability to produce wealth. Produce, it means production, right? It means you're doing something about it, and you can create wealth. And it says that it so confirms his covenant, the agreement that he made with Abraham, right? With what does that say? The covenant was that he was going to make him powerful beyond measure. He was going to give him more children than the sands of the sea and the stars of the sky, which that meant he would have a huge, huge inheritance. Abraham didn't sit on the sidelines. When God said it was time to move, he moved. He didn't always do it God's way and ran into some circumstances, but he was always out doing something. He chose Abraham because Abraham was the wealthiest man in of the time. And why was that? Because he was out actively working his business. He was an entrepreneur. He had tons of flocks. He had tons of animals and sheep and goats and he had land because he was faithful with what God had given him already. God's given you the talent and the ability to make money. That's pretty awesome. I've been in a situation where I wasn't even able to go out and work. So I figured out a different business model. I worked from bed for 2 years because I knew God still had given me the ability to create wealth so I could give him more glory. I could continue to reach out for him. I could be his ambassador. And I could give him more glory because it definitely at that point wasn't anything about what I was doing. And I could still earn income to give back to his kingdom. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "Each of you should use whatever gift you've received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various form." You should think of your business as a service to God first and then to others. Making money will come. Okay, and I'm not just focused on that. I love that I can make money because you know what it means to me? Is I can bless more people. I can further the kingdom. I can do, be, have, and give more. And God's going to multiply that seed back over and over and over, and it's going to continue to grow. Just like one little kernel of corn can turn into ears of corn. And those ears of corn can turn into fields of corn. And that's what I want, is a huge harvest continually growing for the Lord. But God's asked that whatever gift we've been given, that we use it to serve him and serve others as faithful stewards of his grace in various forms. Think of your business as a service. It's about you get to give to get. And if you make, you know, let's say like closing your contract and just that it's only focused on that, people will see through that. You will, and don't get me wrong, we have to go for the clothes. We're not going to go from one extreme or the other. It's a nice meet and blend in the middle. God expects you to serve first, but to also close your deals. He tells us in his word that we can expect that we should be paid. 2 Corinthians 13:5-6 says, examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Now, there's going to be times in our businesses when maybe we will have our faith in people tested. I mean, we might be in that situation where we don't understand everything that's going on, but you can't judge everyone by the actions of one person or one bad business deal or how one person had treated you disrespectfully or wrong. People are human. They're going to let you down sometimes. They might be hurting and going through something else that you don't even know. But I want you to know that you can't grow your business by yourself. You're going to be able to have to trust others and put people into roles to help you. You're going to have to trust people to be good clients and suppliers. You're going to have to trust them to host well and to do other things. Be smart. Use agreements, use non-disclosures, non-competes, be faithful, but don't ever lose faith in yourself or in other people, because you know what? God wants to use them in your life and in your business. I love this verse. Isaiah 45:2 says, I'll go before you and I will level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. So always know that God is with you. He's for you. He's going to fight your battles. Don't waste your energy trying to get back at the people that might have wronged you in business or didn't get back with you because they don't see the value of what you're offering. Their actions will eventually come to light, and people are going to put themselves out of business. They really will. So take heart. If you find yourself in one of those situations, and many of us do, where there's backbiting or there's things that people are doing that just aren't right. I mean, it's just downright mean and nasty, right? Just know that God's got your back, and he wants you to be strong. You know, when we fight, when we come up against big, big giants, just like David did, right, what did he do? He didn't go out to battle on his own. No, he had been overlooked even to be even chosen as the king, the next king. Even after God sent his messenger there, his dad said, you know what, I don't even see value enough to even bring him in the house, and we need somebody to keep doing the work. And so, he's the least potential. He's got the least going on. I'm just going to put him out there, and he's going to keep working in the field, and he's going to keep shepherding. It's just going to be what it is. And that's what he did. Pretty amazing, though, that what came from it was that he was crowned king after being so disregarded. And what did he do in the meantime? And instantly he wasn't like, okay, today's the day, and he was picked, and he goes out and he goes and lives in the palace. No, God said, you know what, keep doing what you're doing. Keep serving your dad well, even though he doesn't find value in you. Go ahead and keep working and kill the lions, keep the sheep safe, wrestle down those bears, practice your slingshot, because you know what? I want you to be happy. I want you to be in relationship. I want you to be close with me, and I want you to be able to just keep doing what you're doing, and there'll be a day when I'm going to make you be the mightiest king. You're a man after my heart, even as a young boy. So a little bit of time passed, and he had to go because his brothers were called to war with the king. And when he got there, he heard this huge giant, bellow out and talk bad about his God and about his brothers and about his people and about what God was and could do. And everybody was buying into it and listening to it. But David said, you got to be kidding me, man. What are you doing with this? He couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. And he instantly went out and he had his slingshot in hand, and he talked to the king and he talked to his brothers, even though his brothers were telling him to go home and they didn't believe in him. And then when it was time to go into battle, he said, I'll do it. And he went with the word of God before him. He didn't have the title. He didn't have the position. He didn't have the belief of those around him. But what he did have was the word of God. And he said, "You Philistine dog, who do you think you are, talking bad about me and my God? We will come in together and we will surely bring you down." Goliath had the title of champion. He laughed and scoffed. And do you know what? I've got one last thought here, and then we are going to go through. And we are going to take care of this. And we're going to go to prayer. It goes on to tell us in 1 Samuel that David came, and he was young, and he was handsome. He was cute and glowing with the glory of God. So I want you to know that you can come and you can follow Christ being courageous, being confident, being a follower and a doer of his word. And I don't know if you ever thought about that. Come glowing just as you are, handsome, beautiful, full of God's grace and mercy. Be cute for Christ. Be confident in him because of his word in and through you. Be courageous. Live out your word, his word in faith, pressing to that higher calling of what he's called you to do in your business, ministering in the marketplace. Now, I've got lots of other scriptures around what God wants to do in and through your business, and I'm going to continue on this series just a little bit longer for another week, maybe 2 weeks. So make sure that you invite your friends that are entrepreneurs or if they're in direct selling or whatever career they're in, invite them, because we want to make sure that they can be on the call with us. Know that your prayer requests are taken from 8:25 to 8:30 a.m. Central Time. And we don't record those, and then we'll pray for you live at the end of our Bible study and prayer call time. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and lift up your requests and your praise. Father God, we praise you and we give you glory. Lord, we thank you that you work in and through us, so we don't have to fight the giants by ourselves, that you will level those mountains before us, that we need to press in and press to that higher call and run this race to win and not just to lose or come close to not losing. Help us to press in and get as close and on fire for you as we possibly can. Thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through you that strengthens us. You strengthen us. You make us strong. When we don't understand, you provide a way. And Lord, I thank you that each person has a call in their life and they are going to fulfill it according to your riches and glory and all of the things that you want to do in and through us. Father God, I praise you that Gloriella's husband got a job. Thank you, Jesus. What an answer to prayer this is. I pray that you will help strengthen him, that you will help him to fall in love with this position, that you will have favor go before him, that he will, you tell us in your word that you are the one that promotes, that he will get promotion. Lord, you also know that they have this situation with the engine in their van, and you can heal this van. You can provide a way for this to be fixed inexpensively, and you can also provide a way by an unmeasurable amount of resources, whether it's a person, whether it's an engine, whether it's unexpected finances. Lord, I ask that you do this now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that you would release Gloriella's inheritance now. Take off the enemy's hands in Jesus' name. Take authority off over that and release it now to her in Jesus' name. Bless her as she goes to seminar this week, Father God, because you know that her life, her vision will be enhanced and that she will have divine connections. Lord, I pray for Jeannie as she's handling an emergency for her client. Lord, we just praise you that you've given her the ability to create wealth and you've given her the wisdom to solve this problem. Lord, I also pray that you will just pray for the many healing needs that we have, that her dad's brother, her uncle Frank, is in excruciating pain, and he's in the hospital, Lord, has multiple myeloma. He needs to have his MRI, Lord, and he just can't lie still enough for it. It's for 3 hours, Lord, so I just pray that you would just heal him now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray a blessing, a favor to go out before each and every person's business represented here, each and every person's family, that you'll bless them financially, but you'll also bless them with the ability to serve to a new and a greater capacity. We love and thank you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, guys, make it an amazing week. I know God's got incredible things in store for you this week. If you have any other prayer requests or praise reports, feel free to go over to my Facebook page, The Christian Direct Seller, and post them there. Know I love you, and I'm praying for you every day. God's got amazing things. Don't ever feel like a victim this week. You are victorious in Jesus' name. Be cute for Christ. Be confident and be courageous. God loves you. Bye, everybody. I'll be with you next week. Bye now.